Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
Meantime, the presidential campaign comes to Long Island with Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff in Sayville today to stump for his wife. He also has an appearance on Fire Island, and former President Trump is in the Hamptons for a fundraiser. Well, here's the follow-up to that, what the mayor and parks officials were talking about yesterday and the move to keep lifeguards on duty past their 6 p.m. schedules. They recognize that it's so hot that folks are staying in the surf past 6 with no protection. Well, did you hear about what happened last night about 7 o'clock? Yep. Some guy out there in Far Rock, and they're saying had it not been for those extra patrols, we'd be doing a different story today. Parks Commissioner Sue Donahue.
We're really proud of the team of lifeguards who work hard every single day in the hot sun to keep people safe. And it is an example of, you know, the importance of this emergency procedure we've put in place and also the importance of the interagency collaboration.
Translation, it worked. And that's why they did it. Again, the lifeguards go off duty at 6, but keeping several of them on up until 8 for these reasons. Meantime, the city reminding folks, come out of the water and go find a city pool or a cooling center, a museum or a coffee shop to cool off in after hours. Well, if you plan on inviting Justin Timberlake to lunch, you're going to have to run by the house and pick him up, give him a ride. He can't drive. A judge suspended his license at a video conference DWI hearing this morning. This stemming from an incident back in June in the Hamptons when he was pulled over. Police say he was observed rolling through a stop sign in Sag Harbor in his Beamer and crossed the center line. One report says he refused to take a breathalyzer. Well, the cops took him in and saying he smelled like a distillery. He had glassy eyes, slurred speech, and other problems. He was arrested on a suspicion of being intoxicated. One cop says Timberlake actually told them, yeah, I had one martini and was on my way to a friend's house before he was pulled over, so the judge suspended his license. Timberlake in Belgium right now performing, thus the video conference. Apparently, the judge was also PO'd at Timberlake's lawyer, Edward Burke Jr., threatening a gag order over a, quote, irresponsible comment made at a previous court hearing. He allegedly suggested that the case was fixed against his client.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.